Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 18, 1-4, 21-24, and 30-32. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 1-4, verses 21-24, and verses 30-32. The Lord spoke to me and said, "What is this proverb people keep repeating in the land of Israel? The parents ate the sour grapes, but the children got the sour taste. As surely as I am the living God, says the sovereign Lord, you will not repeat this proverb in Israel anymore. The life of every person belongs to me, the life of the parent as well as that of the child. The person who sins is the one who will die. If someone evil stops sinning and keeps my laws, if he does what is right and good, he will not die. He will certainly live. All his sins will be forgiven, and he will live because he did what is right. Do you think I enjoy seeing evil people die?" asks the sovereign Lord. "No, I would rather see them repent and live. But if a righteous person stops doing good and starts doing all the evil, disgusting things that evil people do, will he go on living? No, none of the good he did will be remembered. He will die because of his unfaithfulness and his sins. Now I, the sovereign Lord, am telling you, Israelites, that I will judge each of you by what you have done. Turn away from all the evil you are doing, and don't let your sin destroy you. Give up all the evil you have been doing, and get yourselves new minds and hearts. Why do you Israelites want to die? I do not want anyone to die, says the sovereign Lord. Turn away from your sins and live." My theme for reflection is personal responsibility and collective renewal. Personal responsibility and collective renewal. Ezekiel 18 provides insights into the nature of personal responsibility and God's desire for renewal. In this chapter, we see God addressing the people of Israel who are in exile and grappling with the belief that they are being punished for the sins of their ancestors. God uses a powerful illustration of three generations: a righteous grandfather, a sinful son, and a righteous grandson. The story shows that each person is accountable for their own actions. The exile the people are experiencing is not a punishment for their ancestors' sins, but a consequence of their own unfaithfulness and idolatry. This challenges the notion that we can blame our circumstances solely on the past and calls us to examine our own lives and actions. Moreover, the passage reveals God's deep anguish over sin and his heartfelt desire for his people to repent and turn back to him. God's message through Ezekiel is not one of vindictive punishment, but of a passionate call for renewal and restoration. God longs for his people to have a new heart and a new spirit, highlighting his desire for a transformed and obedient community. My dear friends, Ezekiel 18 speaks directly to the issues of personal responsibility and collective accountability. We live in a world where the consequences of past injustices, such as racism, tribalism, and environmental degradation, continue to affect us. While these historical sins impact our present, Ezekiel's message reminds us that we cannot use the past as an excuse for current behaviors. Instead, We must acknowledge our participation in ongoing issues and take responsibility for our actions. We are invited to confront the idolatry of our time, whether it be the worship of success, materialism, or power. We are challenged to break down barriers and work towards justice and reconciliation. God's passionate plea for a new heart and spirit is a call for us to seek transformation, not just individually, but as a community, striving for a society that reflects God's love and God's righteousness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways do you see the consequences of past injustices affecting your community today? How can you take responsibility for addressing these issues? Number two, what idols or false priorities might you need to confront in your own life to align more closely with God's desire for a new heart and a new spirit? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your desire for our renewal and transformation. Help us to take responsibility for our actions and to seek justice and reconciliation in our communities. Grant us a new heart and a new spirit, so that we may live according to your will and reflect your love in all that we do. Guide us to break down barriers and to work towards a society that honors you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.